y'all, and welcome to ALEAF ISD's Impact Ed podcast. I'm your host, Zafina Henry. It is the month of October, which means it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have some amazing ladies joining with us today. Welcome to the podcast, ladies. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Good morning. I am Tiffany Tatum. I am one of four prevention and safe school specialists here in ALEAF ISD. This is my fifth year in this role. This is my 10th year here in both Houston and in ALEAF ISD. And this is my 23rd year as an educator.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
So additionally, as a result of being a part of the Prevention and Safe Schools Department, I am also the coordinator and the developer of the ALEAF ISD ALEAF Goes Pink Breast Cancer Walk event, which is a service event for our ALEAF Girls Clubs here in the district.
That is awesome. Not a small intro, but a great one. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, I'm Candace Saxton. I am the mobile outreach manager for The Rose.
Okay, well, welcome, Candace.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm Shannon McNair. I'm also from The Rose, and I'm the events fundraising manager. So all the events that raise funds for us to help us with our mission are under my umbrella.
Awesome. I'm so glad all of y'all could be here with us today.
Great to be here.
I kind of want to talk about your organization, the Rose Best organization, and your partnership with ALEAF ISD.
Well, the biggest partnership is probably our mobile program, which has been going on for a long time, I know.
Yes. We actually started partnering in March of 2007.
Oh, wow.
So it goes way back to when we had just our portable units, and we would bring our portable units in on a U-Haul and set up somewhere inside a school or in a meeting room. And y'all have just grown with us along the way until we, to 2017, when we got our mobile coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it definitely has been a huge blessing to our district. And Tiffany, why was the Rose Bus organization, why did you choose them?
Well, I am currently 46. However, about maybe 6-7 years ago, I got my very first mammogram at the Rose Bus. And so that was an amenity and a partnership that our district had with them, and it allowed me to be able to do so comfortably. I was very nervous for my first time, but it was an amazing experience. And so I thought of them first naturally. As well, one of my former teammates found out that she had breast cancer on the Rose from her mammogram. Wow. 1 year on the Rose Bus. And so I do know that one of my aunts, my paternal aunts, had breast cancer. Okay. And she did pass away from it. And so I've always wanted to do a breast cancer walk, mm-hmm. meaning I wanted to participate mm-hmm. in one. Mm-hmm. However, last year, when I became the coordinator of the ALEAF Girls Clubs, mm-hmm. I thought it would be a great idea to create what I wanted to be a part of. And so immediately the Rose Bus came to my mind. I don't think that there's probably anybody else that I would have wanted to raise funds for, because it has been such a pillar in our ALEAF family.
And what those Rose Buses do, in addition to coming to school districts and businesses and churches, which help women with insurance, mm-hmm. the barrier of care could be time, convenience, and that's what the mobile coaches provide to women. Mm-hmm. But our mission and what you're supporting with the walk is the uninsured woman, whether they're on the mobile coaches or they're coming into our centers with a problem, that's what those funds go to, is to help make sure that uninsured women have the same access to care as insured women in the greater Houston area, as well as the 43 surrounding counties, which is where the mobile unit comes in handy, going out to East Texas and making sure those women have access to care too. So you're helping everyone right here in your community, but also folks who just don't have access to mammography because of where they live, unfortunately.
Okay. And earlier when we were chatting, you were talking about how, can you tell me the stats, like about how many, like if it's one insured woman, how many uninsured women does that help?
Yeah, so for every 3 insured women that come to the Rose, either through the mobile program or into our centers, that helps one uninsured woman get that screening mammogram. So that helps them get that care that they need to find out and get early detection if they don't sense there's a problem and they're getting that screening mammogram.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you spoke about early detection. I believe since 2020, there has been a decline in the death rate in terms of women that have gone through breast cancer.
Yeah.
Is it mostly because women are more aware of it and they're starting to go to screenings like, you know, with the Rose Bus?
It's a combination of things. For one, the early detection's there. the technology is there with 3D mammography being available to get the early detection. You can survive the disease. And then also the treatment programs are much better than they've been. Even when we started the mobile program with this group years ago, you know, we now know there are 19 different breast cancers, what works for those cancers. And most of those cancers are 98% survivable now because of early detection and the treatment programs. There are some aggressive cancers that unfortunately are metastasized cancers that don't fall into that category. But most of the breast cancer we see, women are going to survive that if they find it early and they can get into the treatment programs early enough. So it's been a great stride on both the technology to find it and then also hand in hand with the research to treat it as well.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the treatment so much less invasive once it's caught early. Absolutely. For the patient.
I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's stage one is very different from stage three, and that's why you've got to get that screening mammogram every year once you turn 40 so that you can find it early. Because, again, yeah, look, it's very evasive when it's a different stage cancer than that early stage one cancer.
And something I love about what the Rose Bus is able to provide for us women is that you have the 3D option.
Absolutely.
Because I remember very specifically my former teammate saying that she was told by her doctor if it had not been for the 3D mammogram that she received on the bus, they wouldn't have saw it.
Oh, wow.
And they wouldn't have been able to catch it because it was so far back in her chest.
Yeah, so they would have waited a year and then it would have been bigger.
It would have been absolutely
more impressive. Yeah, so 3D technology is an amazing thing that all of our coaches and two centers have to offer to everyone, including uninsured. We don't offer anything to insured women. We cannot offer to an uninsured woman.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of, breast cancer, I do want to talk about how there is a myth kind of out there that breast cancer only affects women.
That's true. Yeah.
And it affects men too.
It does. It's a much smaller percentage, but we say the only qualification to get breast cancer is you have breasts. And men have breasts, so it's a very low number, and I don't know if you know the number.
I believe it's 1 in every 100.
1 in every 100 men. And so we do treat men. We have a board member who's a survivor. We have a survivor who talks every year about the treatment and about the stigma around it, talking about it. It's often misdiagnosed because men don't think they could have breast cancer, so they don't look for breast cancer when they might have an issue or as something that's wrong or different for them. They're not thinking about breast cancer, and neither are their doctors, unfortunately, either. But that 1 in 100, that's what it could be. And they, same thing, they need access to treatment and screenings as well.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's not as common, but as our board member says, it's a small number until you're in it. Yeah, and when you're in it, it's a very big number to you to be in it, yeah. But it's 1 in 8 women, and that's where that big discrepancy is. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, whether there's family history or not. That's just the stats we're at right now with how common this disease is, unfortunately.
And I know this is, it is Breast Cancer Month. Is there anything particular that y'all are focusing on this month? Any special events that y'all are doing this month?
Well, lots of events happen all year round, like walks that benefit us. So we mostly at the Rose are looking with our community partners, and a lot of our community partners do things in October because that's when they want to celebrate things. So we have, Rudy's Barbecue supports us every year with a paint cup. We have folks at different restaurants and bars that are doing special meals or special drinks. And if you order those, they'll donate proceeds back to the Rose. And then again, the walks that happen all through the community. And without that community money, we couldn't help the community. It really adds up on the October in year round. We do have partners that do things year round because cancer doesn't care what month it is as well. While we focus on it in October, cancer doesn't care. But that's $500,000 to our program. That's also not restricted. Mm-hmm. So some grants we might have want to help people in Harris County or Fort Bend County or women that are older. And we don't have a lot of programs for women who are younger. And it's becoming more and more common, unfortunately, for younger women to be impacted by this disease. And they're often dismissed, like you're too young. And we know you're not too young to get breast cancer, unfortunately. So the funds that come from the community stay in the community, but they help fill in any gaps we may have where a woman doesn't fit into a specific program. We have these funds available that we can use for anything that we need to help those women.
Okay.
And that's what's great about those programs. Community helping community is how we were founded. Whether you're an insured woman coming in to help it, you're going on the mobile unit, you're a partner of the mobile system, or you're raising funds for us, all those things add up to help what the Rose does to make sure that all women get access to care.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. And with the partnership with A-Leaf, I know we have a walk coming up. Tiffany, would you like to talk more about that?
Sure. Saturday, November 4th, we will host our second annual A-Leaf Goes Pink Again Breast Cancer Walk Fundraiser, where all proceeds will go to the Rose Bus. Last year was the first year that we tried it, and it was a success.
It was a great success.
It was a great success. We had a wonderful turnout. Our committee for the event is composed of all A-Leaf ISD employees. And last year, we were able to raise just under $5,000. I think the correct total was like $4,754 that we were able to contribute to the efforts of the Rose Bus last year. So this year's event, again, is Saturday, November 4th. It will commence at 9 a.m. at Leroy Crump Stadium.
Okay.
We'll begin with the ceremony where we are honoring members of the A-Leaf family who are survivors or currently battling breast cancer. And so that's what we'll begin with, in addition to our donation formally to the Rose Bus, and then after which the walk will formally commence. And so we have vendors. One of my goals and visions for the walk was to provide a platform for A-Leaf ISD employees who have small businesses. And so we'll have several different vendors available at the walk who are all A-Leaf employees that have a small side business. And so we're just happy to see it come to pass. And if you haven't had an opportunity to register yet, registration is still open. The cost is $30, and that makes your contribution to the Rose Bus.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
It's a great event.
We can't wait for that. I'm sure it's going to be a great turnout. Hopefully, if the weather permits, it's even better.
Prayers.
Regardless, it's still going to be great. Are there any other ways that, you know, the community can help your organization?
Sure, they can. They can host a mobile day if they're, like I said, businesses, churches. That's a barrier to care, to help the insured woman get their care as well, their self-care, as we call it, in October, and taking care of themselves. They can go to walks. They can attend things. If they don't, it's a little late to organize something, but if you want to think for next year to organize an event, it's not hard to do. You know, it's something that's fun, that can be really fun to do for a committee to get together and put on an event. And if you go to our website, you'll see lots of things about events going on. So you can go to therose.org is our website, which has everything from our mobile program to our mission, if you're not familiar with everything that we do and who we serve, and then also all the events going on around the month of October. So it's not too late to go out and shop or have a drink and have some fun and support the Rose this October.
Awesome. And I believe y'all also have a podcast.
We do. We have a great
podcast.
Would you
like to share more about that?
Hugely successful. And it's therose.org/podcast will get you right to the page where you can listen right on that page. You can also find us on all podcast platforms that you may listen to podcasts. And it's called Let's Talk About Your Breast.
Awesome.
And so that's what it is. But we talked, it is not just about patients, it's patients, philanthropy people who support us, our donors, board members, caregivers, doctors. So it's a wide variety of topics around breast health care and self-care for women.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today and sitting with us. This was great. I feel like we got a lot of information. Definitely, we're going to come out to the walk and support the walk. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.